Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and need for decisions to be made. First of all, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes, I do.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent, but expensive.
Okay. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
And how would you rate the overall quality of, or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Depends on the time of year.
In general.
They fix it up every spring, and it's decent, yes. It's good.
But it's good, okay? And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs, or no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
They have made repairs,
okay.
And the repairs are good condition.
And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government, much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Much too high.
As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed? Yes or no?
Yes.
The option 2, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents or 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Will you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
And the last one, option 3, will you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that fund city streets and road maintaining? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts for this November might make? The statement is, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay. And lastly, thank you so much for your time. This is basically the last part. Here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Please rate each as very persuasive reasons to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive or not persuasive at all. The first one, 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other issues. Very persuasive reasons, some other not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive.
Not at all? Okay. The next one, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets and outsiders who use them contribute. Very persuasive reasons, somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat persuasive.
The next one, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1.5-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Somewhat. How long are you going to be? Because I'm in the middle of something here.
Okay, are we
about done?
Yeah, we're almost done. This is basically a last part, and we will hate to lose your opinions. Please, just 2 or 3 minutes more. I will speed up my reading, okay?
Sorry. I really don't have any more time. I didn't realize this was going to take so long.
But we're in the 85% of the survey. Can you please help me out? Just a few more,
please. I really need to go.
Okay, we will hate to lose your opinions, but thank you for taking the call.
Uh-huh.